Keller, and I'm from Hubbard, Ohio. I'm a friend of Carl Leitz, who did the photography at the McDonough Museum, and because I knew this was here, I came over to try it, and my friend and I are going to tell the story of BB&J.
My name is Elizabeth Catterson. I'm from New Wilmington, Pennsylvania, and I am at the McDonough Center in Youngstown, Ohio, and I'm here with my friend Jan.
Betty and I met at the Village Consignment Shop in 2010. She was buying a jacket, and I happened to compliment her on it, and she sought me out a while later, and I complimented the second jacket she bought, and we started a friendship from there.
Jan and I had a lot in common because she was buying a shirt for the library, and I also work at the Newcastle Library. I volunteer. And we started talking about things we had in common and what we liked to do. And Jan, she said she liked to travel a lot. So I gave her my name and number and said that call me sometime, would talk about traveling.
In the midst of our conversation, when she said her name was Betty, that she goes by Betty, not Elizabeth, I said, I have a friend named Betty who lives in Rehoboth Beach. My husband was down in Ocean City, and I went with him, and while he was at the car show, I rented a car and went over to Delaware, met Betty Lou, who lives in Rehoboth Beach, and she, in conversation with her, she said, why don't you meet me tomorrow and I'll show you my Rehoboth. The next day, I met her for breakfast, and she took me to her house that was on the bay of the ocean, and beautiful home. She pulled in the drive and said, I'm going to take my dog for a walk. You go in and fix yourself a cup of tea. And I thought, how nice. She doesn't even know me that well, and she's trusting me, just like my friend Betty back in New Wilmington. And my friend Betty and I were talking in when we were at the Village, and she can tell you what we had when I mentioned Rehoboth Beach.
I said, what did you say, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware? My brother, who is 93 now, has a bed and breakfast 100 yards from the ocean, and I go to Rehoboth Beach quite often. And in fact, that's how come I got her name, because I said that I go down there often, and I usually go alone because my husband does not go. He's handicapped. And so I said, well, I'll call you and invite you for a cup of tea one day. So I did. My brother was putting a men's chorus on December 12th, and this was in October. And I called her, invited her to come to my home in New Wilmington for a cup of tea. When she came in the door, my daughter, my phone rang, and my daughter from work said, Mom, what are you doing having a stranger into your house when you're home alone? She could be a serial killer. And then
my phone rang, and this is Jan, and my daughters were calling, Mom, are you okay? Is that lady all right? I said, perfectly all right. She has a beautiful home in New Wilmington, and we are both fine. We're not little old ladies who don't know what we're doing.
So I was going to my brother's concert on December the 12th, and I invited her if she would like to go with me. So she checked with her husband, and that was fine. And lo and behold, we started out, and Jan packed a beautiful picnic basket, and we stopped and had a picnic, and I had a little Mini Cooper, and we went to Rehoboth Beach, and Jan stayed with her friend, Betty Lou, and I stayed with my brother. And then Jan and Betty Lou came to my brother's show, and we drove home, and Jan liked my car so well that her husband bought her a Mini Cooper for Christmas.
My friend Betty Lou, who lives in Rehoboth, has a bit of a history. Her one son was in the Olympics in the 1980s. And it was in Korea. I'm not sure of the year, but he was in Korea, and they went over there for the Olympics. He is now one of the vice presidents of Mutual of Omaha. So I knew I was in good company, and then she told me about her younger son, Richard, who was a designer of the memorial at Oklahoma City, where the children were killed when the bomb hit there. And she said he had a really hard time with the exhibits. He had to wear white gloves, and he was placing the articles that the children owned into their the design that he had, they were glass cubes. And he is a designer now in Rehoboth Beach. I've met him. He's just as nice as his mother. And we've had a great time together. And I've thoroughly enjoyed my Mini Cooper. Betty, unfortunately, sold hers and got a different car, but I'm still hanging on to mine. We have in common...
We both have two girls and two boys. We were both born the same year. We are both the same size and the same shoe size. And we have an awful lot of past history in common. And I wanted to go back to Europe, and I had a free ticket, and my husband couldn't go, so I asked Jan if she would like to go to Europe with me. And we went to England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales for 3 weeks, and we had such a good time. I have a friend that set things up in a hotel in London right across from Kensington Palace, and we stayed there, and it was a real experience. Yeah, and we just more or less backpacked. We had not hardly any reservations. We stayed at bed and breakfast. We stayed above three pubs when we couldn't find rooms. And that was a wonderful experience. It was very quiet and very nice experience, clean. And then we just had such a good time. I mean,
we did.
Walked and walked and walked.
Betty kind of skipped over the first night that we were there. Oh. But she said, we don't have to have reservations except for the first night, because if we land and they lose our luggage, we have to have a place to send the luggage. So she had made reservations at this place. Why they took reservations, I don't know. But there, when we walked in, there were people sitting around the whole lobby, and it wasn't like a regular hotel. The elevator would hold one of us. One had to go up, and then the luggage had to come up, and then the other came up. When we got into the room, the woodwork on the side of the door had at least six spots where they had put locks on there, and they were obviously broken off. And I looked at Betty, and I said, how safe do you think we are? And she said, we'll be fine, don't worry about it. And we were, but I wouldn't recommend it. It's not on the AAA list, I am sure.
But it was location, location, location.
Oh, perfect.
It was right in Kensington and right across from Kensington Palace.
There was another hotel on the corner. This we paid, I think, £60 a night to stay there. And I asked the man at the other hotel when we were out walking one day, how much would it cost to stay here for a night? And he said, oh, at least $360. And I'm thinking, less than a block away. We're staying for 60, but we're paying the price. We had a great time. We walked all the time. And when we were in Edinburgh, that was my favorite. We had such a good time there. Thanks for listening to our story. Bye.
From Jan.